We turn to God's word in one of the most precious passages in the word of God. Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters. And he that hath no money, come ye, buy and eat. Yea, come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. Wherefore do ye spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfieth not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. Oh, this wonderful passage tells of the promises of Christ Jesus, calling to faith and repentance. And he tells you here the blessings that will accrue to those that accept the invitation. You know, the greatest of all supernatural things to me is that Christ, the incarnate Savior, should plead with us in all of our emptiness to come and partake of his riches and glory. So marvelous. He says, if you're thirsty of soul, come. If you're hungry of heart, come. And that he that hath no money, come without money and without price. You know, he's saying also in this passage, nothing has satisfied you. You still have that emptiness, that aching void. You spent your money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfied not. Now come, he says, come and eat that which is good, and let your soul delight itself. God's word declared Jesus Christ is a satisfying portion. And you know that millions have testified to that soul, that he has satisfied every desire of their needy souls. And that when they knew nothing but the world's wages, spending money for that which satisfied not, that Christ came into their life. And then there dawned upon their dark souls a light that never was on land or sea, as God's word puts it. The light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. You there that are listening in, the one that has never known him, he knows that you don't care about him. He knows just what you are. Yet he humbles himself and stoops down to your very level, and he pleads with you to come. He said, come unto me, hear, and your soul shall live. Isn't it wonderful that you're still alive and God is giving you another chance, that you're still in the place of hope, you still have the opportunity to meet the Savior? He said another scripture, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I'll come into him and sup with him and he with me. Another wonderful come. Just says come, come, come all the time. If you could only realize dimly what a satisfying portion Christ is, you'd leap to accept this invitation of his. But God grants you'll not leap too late. For as sure as you're there listening to this invitation, we're here telling you of it from God's word, just so sure, the judgment day is coming. And in that hour you'll know too late that he was the bread of life that could have utterly satisfied your hunger, but instead you spent your all for that which satisfied not. And you'll know then that he was the fountain of living water, but you refused to come to him and drink. Oh, that's a tragedy. In that hour you'll remember how he pled in this third verse here, incline your ear and come unto me, hear, and your soul shall live. For his word also says, this is life eternal, to know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. Oh, so many scores of times I say he says, come, come. You know, Dwight L. Moody was asked one time just what it meant by come, and tell us what it is to come. And Moody said, I've given up trying to explain it. I always feel like the colored minister who said he was going to confound the scripture about this instead of saying he was going to expound it. And if I'd go into too much detail, I might confound it. Surely you know what the simple word come means. It's just a loving call of the Father God to your heart, to come to him and partake of the riches of glory, salvation, eternal life. Now do you ask how to obtain this bread that's satisfied and the springs of life that never dry up? Just as we've said, just for the asking. Tonight there in your bedroom alone or there by your radio now, get to God and accept his gracious invitation. He says, him that cometh unto me I will no wise cast out. Note again in closing, the closing words of this 55th chapter of Isaiah. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. And then the verse 7th closes with these words. He will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. If the wicked will forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and return unto the Lord. Oh, won't you return? Accept his invitation. He loves you, calls for you to come. God reigns tonight, and oh, how he can change your life. He's still on the throne. Prayer changes things.